Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. British MPs have delivered a crushing defeat to the government's latest deal to leave the European Union, voting it down by a margin of 149. The Prime Minister, Theresa May, said she profoundly regretted the result. The leader of the main opposition party, Jeremy Corbyn, gave his reaction to the vote.
The government has been defeated again by an enormous majority, and they must now accept their deal, their proposal, the one the Prime Minister has put, is clearly dead and does not have the support of this House. Yeah. And quite clearly, no deal must be taken off the table. We've said that before and we'll say that again.
Parliament is now expected to vote on Wednesday on whether to leave the EU on March the 29th without a deal. If they reject that option, MPs will vote on Thursday on whether to delay Brexit. A judge in Australia has sentenced Cardinal George Pell to 6 years for sexually abusing two teenage boys in Melbourne Cathedral 20 years ago. 77-year-old Cardinal Pell, a former advisor to the Pope, is the most senior clergyman ever to be convicted of child sex offences. Chief Judge Peter Kidd said the Cardinal had clearly abused his position of authority and trust, but he also said the Cardinal's advanced age and his ill health should be taken into account.
I sentence you to a total effective sentence of 6 years imprisonment. I set a non-parole period of 3 years and 8 months. That means you will become eligible to apply for parole after serving this non-parole period. Your release on parole will be a matter entirely for the parole board.
A spokesman for the Taliban has told the BBC that there's been progress on major issues at the latest round of Afghan peace talks between the United States and the Taliban. Sohail Shaheen said two sides have agreed to discuss the withdrawal of foreign troops from Afghanistan and how to prevent terror attacks against other countries. The human rights organisation Amnesty International says the European Union is complicit in Croatia's ill-treatment of thousands of asylum seekers. Arjan Skippers reports.
In a new report, Amnesty International alleges Croatian border authorities use violence to force migrants into neighbouring Bosnia, where they are trapped in improvised camps with poor conditions and inadequate protection. The report describes how some migrants were beaten, had their documents destroyed and their possessions stolen by Croatian police. Attempts to scrutinise these practices have been blocked. Amnesty says that European leaders can no longer wash their hands of responsibility as they continue to fund the Croatian border police. The Croatian authorities have denied the allegations.
BBC News.